Hey everyone, on today's episode of The Mayor's Table, we're with the River Reach Foundation founder, Bob Lehmer, and treasurer, Debbie Braff. We're going to be talking about Riverfest, River Glow, how you can get involved in contributing to the stewardship of our river corridors. Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of The Mayor's Table. We're in one of the most beautiful parts of this city, and it's right on our brand new river trail that we've just completed. It's the Among the Waters Trail, and we're here at Lehmer's Lookout, which gives this just beautiful view of the bluffs. And with me are my special guests today, Bob Lehmer, Debbie Braff of the River Reach Foundation. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
We were out here, 3 weeks ago, I think, when we dedicated this lookout to Bob for the work that he has done through the River Reach Foundation to promote this beautiful river corridor of ours. And you know, we're continuing obviously to develop and bring bring new amenities to this important river trail system. So I'm thankful for you and for your leadership and for River Reach Foundation and just the vision that you all had in putting this group together, working with the city and finding those important donors who have contributed to this effort, which I want to kind of talk about as we talk here today, because I think it's important that we recognize the community members
That's right. Who
have contributed land or dollars or whatever the case may be to this really important project for us. So again, thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob, how long have you been with, tell me about River Reach Foundation.
Well, basically it started with Bob Hudson when he was Parks Director back in 1984, and he formed five different task force on the members of the Parks Commission at the time, headed those, and I was fortunate to head the Riverine Task Force.
All right.
What we were trying to do is raise money to build some recreation facilities. And we got Pinyon Hills Golf Course, we got soccer fields, we got the Natatorium or the Aquatic Center, and many other projects, but Boys and Girls Club was built. It used to be on Quonset back many years ago.
Right.
Maybe before you came.
Probably was, yeah.
Yeah. But in our Riverine Task Force, we had 12 members, and Bill Framuth, he was on that. He's an architect in this community, and he contacted the American Institute of Architects in Washington, D.C., and we were the third in New Mexico. Central Avenue and Carlsbad were the first two. We were the third to have a thing called a RUDET study. Now, a RUDET it's an acronym, means Regional Urban Design Assistance Team. And they brought out about 10 experts, lawyers, architects, landscape architects, land people, and they got the community together at the Civic Center and got about 500 people from our community to give input. And what the out came out of that was, you need to form a nonprofit foundation for developing the river trails, 9 miles that they identified. They came up with a conceptual plan. And so, we did in August of 1986, we formed the River Reach Foundation, and the gross receipts tax that Bob had pushed for the five projects passed unanimously. Well, it passed about 75%.
Okay.
Okay, and we raised...
It was a referendum?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was a referendum. We raised a lot of money. And $1.2 million of that money, I think it was close to $12 million altogether. We built the golf course, which was most expensive, and the Natatorium or the Aquatic Center and the Boys and Girls Club. Built all those facilities. We got $1.2 million and we started building trails and bridges. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, it's gone from there. And it's the second gross receipts tax in 1993 brought in more money, and we built the museum, the Red Barn, the Nature Center, and sure. all those plazas that
over at Burke Park and
yeah that we wanted to use for educational purposes. It's all built around let's get kids and let's get adults out finding out, you know, what are this community's all about. So that was the impetus, and we got it passed, and now you've raised more money with your grocery receipts tax for all these great things downtown and the pool.
I wish the dollar went as far today as it did in 1986.
Yes, I know.
What a great background to that. I had not heard that history before, so thank you for sharing that.
And we got all kinds of land donated at that time, after we became a nonprofit. Mott Fouts, the Tuckers, the Owens, and Scott Brown.
Scott Brown.
Gosh, it was great.
And those things are still going on today.
That's right.
Debbie, I mean, we've got Among the Waters, which I know is a trail you've been wanting for a long time. It's got the confluence of both the San Juan and Animas Rivers here, which many people, the day that we came out and dedicated this lookout, they had never seen the confluence before. So it just adds that additional, the interesting components to it, the exciting components to it, to this river trail. You have been on the board now since?
For 20 years.
20 years.
20 years, yeah.
And now you're the treasurer?
I have been for about 12, I think, so yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, as a treasurer, if people were interested, I mean, obviously as a nonprofit, we can donate to the River Reach Foundation.
Absolutely. We have a website, riverreachfoundation.com, and you can donate through there, you know, with your credit card. We have memberships, so if people are interested in the work that we do, we also have, we do special projects. So the River of Fountains in Berg Park there, the splash pad, I think a lot of the kids call it, but that was conceived by River Reach Foundation board members a long time ago, and led the fundraising in the community. And I think Bob said that $350,000 that was raised in order to build that. And so there's, you know, different, I'm looking down here at when you're talking about donations, I'm looking down here at Jerry Clayton's land. I'm talking about somebody who, you know, he donated access along the river in order to extend this trail.
Kenny Kendrick, yeah.
Kenny Kendrick, yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. I'm looking at Kenny Kendrick's house and thinking how generous that was of him. And I know Dr. Bentley is my chiropractor, and he was like, I can't believe that they, you know, that they did that right next to their house. And I said, that's really generous. It's like the Owens and the Tuckers and the Foutses and Scott Brown. All these people that see the bigger picture of why it's important. And I want to go back to the river, the Among the Waters trail.
Sure.
It was just a casual conversation one time at a River Reach board meeting, and I was whining about the fact that I've never been able to see the confluence because behind the sewer plant, and what was then the animal shelter, and there was no way to see it. I would drive by and I'd think, I wonder where the two meet. And our parks liaison at the time said, you know, we own all that land. It belongs to the city. And that was the catalyst of starting, well, why don't we do a trail? And we went to BHP. We wrote a grant. The hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center, had already put aside like $20,000 because they wanted to connect the hospital to the river somehow for their employees.
And right.
And that was how the original part of the trail came. And then the city came along with, I guess it would be like ORI money, and has done this extension. And I believe that the possibility is that we will be connected soon from the Bisti Bridge all the way to the Browning Bridge.
That is our plan. And so I will say this, the Garcias also have contributed now to this project, and we're very grateful for that. Through their contribution now in the trail system, Among the Waters will go all the way to Animas Park, which we believe is about 8 miles of river trail, or at least right along the river's edge. So not to mention the miles that are, of course, are interweaved there with Berg and Animas and those different, those other trail systems within that park. But what a huge win for this community, and just grateful for the people who see the opportunity to give, and they're making this happen for us. I mean, it's been awesome. But yeah, eight miles now of continuous trail. We'll have that part. We haven't got to the part to tie it in yet, but it's coming. And then I'm sure we'll do another mayor's table out here, and we'll talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. So, what's Debbie, in your mind, just looking at, you know, kind of talk about maybe what the mission is now of River Reach. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody was interested in getting involved with the organization, what are some things that they could do to help promote or conserve, help us conserve this important asset to this community?
Well, that's a good question. We have a website, and that will let you know what kind of things that we're doing. We have occasionally work days, and so it might be a river cleanup. I think coming up on May 14th, there's going to be a river cleanup before Riverfest, and part of it will be a floating cleanup. They'll actually have rafts to clean along the shore, and then we also want volunteers to come out and help clean up stuff along the trails. Our city parks department does a spectacular job of keeping the parks clean, but there's always something that you can pick up. And we're going to have in the future, we're not sure the date yet, because I guess the city is going to do a master plan, but that area there where the west of the Nature Center, where they did the fire mitigation and they removed the invasive species.
Sure.
Now it looks like a scorched earth. It's kind of coming in as a meadow now, but we're going to replant trees there.
Okay.
The River Reach Foundation has said that we'll buy 25 larger trees, like of a 2 or 3 inch caliper, and in order to help that come back. And we'll need, whenever the time comes, we'll need help, you know, planting. We'll make it a service day.
Sure.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of high school kids, like through the Key Clubs and the Honor Societies and that, mm-hmm. that get involved in things like that, and scout groups mm-hmm. and that. Regular citizens. One of the things we did before COVID, right before COVID, mm-hmm. Was a seed scattering in the area between, kind of between the pond and Browning Parkway. There's another area that was mitigated poorly, actually, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. And Donna Thatcher wanted to have like wildflowers and stuff there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So she had groups at the Nature Center create seed balls in mud. And then we had volunteers come out, and we just flung them around. And, I don't know how, it's a function of water, but the seeds are out there, so eventually they'll sprout.
Right.
And I think she's planning to do that again. So
there's awesome.
Little projects like that. People can find those by, following our website.
Okay. And Facebook page, I'm sure.
Facebook page, yep.
Yep.
We have a River Reach Foundation Facebook page, and we have a River Fest Facebook page. Same with web pages.
Well, that's a good segue mm-hmm. into River Fest. Obviously, mm-hmm. one of our largest community events. It's become a regional attraction, and one of those things that we really tout, especially from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We want to bring people here to enjoy the river and see the events and things that are happening. So mm-hmm. tell us about River Fest 2022. Mm-hmm.
Let me start by saying we were selected by the governor, or by New Mexico Tourism, as one of 13 events that were deserving of coming back after the 2 years of shutdown.
They provided a grant, right?
Yeah, it's called SERRI, S-E-R-R-I, and we're working with basically professional events organizers from Tennessee, uh-huh. Kentucky.
Nashville.
And Leo mm-hmm. Events, yeah, they actually were contracted by mm-hmm. by New Mexico mm-hmm. Tourism, New Mexico True, uh-huh. To help us out with things like sponsorships and just stuff. And they'll actually have three people on site during Riverfest.
All right.
But after mm-hmm. being gone for 2 years and I have no Riverfest, it's going to be a big event. Mm-hmm. I in particular do the arts and crafts vendors, mm-hmm. and we'll have 60 vendors this year. We usually have 25 or 30.
Wow.
Yeah, so
people want to get out.
It's going to mm-hmm. be big, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a real big event.
When is Riverfest? I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, correct?
May 27th is the kickoff in the
evening.
Friday
night.
May 27th, Friday
yes,
night.
Yes, they'll be, I believe mm-hmm. the mayor is supposed to open the event.
I believe so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's there.
And then we do too. And then we have the opening music. There's a group called Magic Ham. Mm-hmm. They were at the Animas River Jam last year, mm-hmm. and they were quite the sensation. They're like 14-year-old boys, and apparently they're very good. And they're going to be followed by...
I'll look it up on my little Tim Sullivan.
Yeah, I'm
that's
sorry.
Her dad.
I'm sorry. That's I've, all seen, right. I've seen Tim we, Sullivan at the
my cheat
at the,
sheet.
I've seen Tim Sullivan at the Diamond Bell many times. He's really good.
Yeah.
But he's a very gifted musician. Comes from a very gifted musical family. He's mm-hmm. generally sort of country western, but he sings all kinds of music, and he'll have his band there, and he'll be doing the opening mm-hmm. concert. And he actually manages the boys in the Magic Ham, mm-hmm. so it's kind of a.
So are those is Magic Ham local?
No, they're out of Durango, and Tim
that's
is
local.
Out of Durango.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
yeah, it's local enough.
Yeah, local enough. Yeah.
And then Saturday morning, May 28th, is when we kick off at 10 o'clock.
And as in past years, I imagine there's going to be the river rafting competitions that have been growing, and I think the city of Farmington's going to have a team in it this year, so
we'll compete
in that. We're actually not doing a race.
Not a race.
It's not a race.
Just a float.
It's not a float. It's a costume parade. So get your pirate outfits out. They did a river rally in 2019, which was actually a race, and they thought, well, that actually was kind of a flop, so they're doing a costume parade, and you can, you know, get with, say, Desert River Guides or through the college with one of their rafts or something. Get your team together and get in a costume as outrageous as you can, and they're going to float from Animas Park to Miller Bridge takeout, and it should be a lot of fun.
This should be a crack-up.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, I think that ties into other events we know of up in, you know, north of us here, where they have the costume contest during snowdown. Yeah. So that's great.
And I want to add that we're kind of excited that this year, you know, the college used to do the rafting, the college outdoor program, and they quit maybe some years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've been bringing vendors from Durango, but we're proud that Cody Dudgeon and Ryan Dudgeon with their Desert River Guides is going to be our raft vendor this year. And so it's nice that it's a local business, and we're glad to support them in that. So
certainly big fans of that company, because I don't know about, for as long as you all have been involved with the development of River Reach and the river trails, did you believe it would take until 2020 before we would get a local company that would actually do, you know, river guiding?
Yeah, because before that, you basically just had to know somebody that rafted, and they'd invite you. But I know I went out with them 5 times last year.
Oh wow!
I had a blast. I had relatives from in town or from out of town, out of state, and we took the Siri group, the Leo Events group. We took them on the river and did a couple of others. So
our Connie Mack kids did it last year that were here in town, and then.
Yes.
My mom told me just the other day that she wants to go on
a
river float. So, you know, that's the nice thing about our part of the rivers here is that there's not a lot of crazy white water, so it's more family-friendly type area.
That's right.
Although we're trying to create some more kind of white water type places. But
Cody is going to be doing it all summer. And, you know, it's if the water rapids go down quite a bit after the snow melts, we'll go on the San Juan.
That's the great part about having two rivers.
It's a beautiful float from basically the fairgrounds.
McGee Park to Westland Park.
Oh, it's fabulous.
We're right on the bluffs.
Right underneath.
We took, actually, it was one of my cousins from out of town were here. We took the very first trip on Memorial Day, on Monday, and we watched somewhere on the Shannon Bluffs, right over us, was a aerial battle between two bald eagles and two red-tailed hawks, right over us.
Did anybody get that on camera?
Uh-huh. It was
I'd
amazing.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, well, it's not great footage, but, you know, at some point you think, quit filming it and just watch.
Sure.
Because, and
special moment.
Ryan, she said that, you know, she's been guiding up north for years and years. She said she'd never seen anything like that. So
that's incredible.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have some other events that are going to be taking place, and one that was, you know, the last 2 years. It was 2 years now that we've had the Animas River Days. And then we also have River Glow at Christmas time. So are we going to be doing Animas River Days again?
The Jam, River Jam?
River Jam.
Yep, in the fall.
Okay.
We last year, it was the city's suggestion that we do something, even though we couldn't do River Fest. And so that was how we started Animas River Jam. And we were looking at, you know, doing it again in the fall. But everybody, there were so many events booked, it was we're too late for this. So I believe it's probably the first weekend in October we're going to do. So that's just, it's like Riverfest Light. It's just food vendors and music. And we might do some arts and crafts vendors or something like that. We might add a little to it. But it's really just, and it's just going to be at Berg Park.
Okay.
It's not going to be at the Rocky Reach Landing, just at River Reach Terrace.
All right. And then River Glow. Another
That's
big event.
It's the first Friday in December.
Okay.
It sandwiches between the city Christmas parade and the college Luminario show.
Yeah. It's just beautiful, these the events that are tied into those different times of year. Mm-hmm. They kind of build on one another.
Yeah.
You know, we get into the fall, I mean, and every weekend is just packed because it's the most beautiful time of year to be out. You know, we get through windy season right now and get into some of that early summer weather.
This trail right here is incredible in the fall. I was able to come out here in October. It was stunning, absolutely stunning.
Those
especially
trees.
Especially down on the San Juan there where that first bridge is. Mm-hmm. It was just absolutely glorious.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what else do you have going on?
Well, we have lots of music, 20 different venues. And in two different areas, and actually the third is Andean flute music. The gentleman from Albuquerque, he's going to be setting up his place halfway. But we have country, jazz, rock, pop. And we have
something for everybody.
Yeah, everything. So we have, in addition, the White Mountain Apache Crown Dancers coming in. They're so popular. And Myra Newman, through the Indian Center, has arranged for those people to come down from Arizona. And that's going to be on Saturday, I think at 2 o'clock, I believe, on my schedule.
Okay, so the 28th of May?
Yeah, 2:30.
Okay.
And then we're having another event that's called the One Nation Gore Dancers. And Elvin Keeswood from Shiprock, he's going to be on our Veterans Memorial Plaza.
That's great.
Doing that from noon on Sunday until 5. And those are great attractions in addition to other things we have. We have car shows. Saturday, we have a hot rod and muscle car show on Saturday, and then the old cars on Sunday. You want to talk about the children's?
Yeah, at Rocky Reach Landing is where you're going to concentrate all the children's activities. So they're bringing in a couple of, one is called Walk on Water, and I don't know if anybody remembers it from a couple years ago, but it's like a big plastic hamster ball that you get in and you walk on the water with it. So they're going to be back. And then there's going to be a large amusement, the name of which escapes me right now again, and I even asked, but it's a lot. It's like 8,000 square feet, and it's mostly like bouncy houses and slides and things like that. So there'll be a lot of fun activities for the kids. And we also do an arts and crafts venue there that's usually a sponsored event, and it's free. The other things I assume you pay for, but because they're vendors, but the children's arts and crafts, we provide the materials for. And, you know, face painting and all of the kinds of things that kids would want to do will be at Rocky Reach Landing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody's working over there.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be a big draw, I think. We want to get people to go back and forth between the two plazas. And I think that will be a good draw as people start at River Reach Terrace. And the kids are, I want to go, you know.
Yeah.
And so, because there's food and music at both places.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We want to move the traffic. Our whole goal of Riverfest originally, maybe, or at least mine would be, is to get people down there to discover the trails. When I moved here in 1999, and I ran into a former student of mine, it was a neighbor, and she told me about Riverfest. And I'd lived in Kayenta forever. I had no idea there was a river trail here. In 27 years, I lived next door to, I came to Farmington all the time. Had no idea there was a river trail. And so the next year, I went to Riverfest. And, you know, now I'm addicted to the river. I was down there today walking my dogs. I'm there all the time. But it was Riverfest that introduced me to the fact that we have river trails, and it's a real asset to our community.
Definitely is. Yeah. Well, and this council, I can tell you, is fully behind continued development. We want to see it obviously go from the Animas Park and then head east and go behind the museum and then connect into what will eventually be, and we've obviously got the funding for this, but the Pinion Hills Bridge project, and have that trail go to there. And then we're now working with the county and Aztec to take it all the way to the city of Aztec, and then hopefully someday even further north and go up into Colorado. So I think everybody, I believe that most people understand why we want to do this, and how it plays into the quality of life that we have here, and attracting new people, and obviously sustaining this beautiful population that we have now. So I'm excited to be a part of it. And I just thank you both for your continued leadership and advocacy. And is there anything you'd like to tell the community, things that they want to, that we want to make sure that they're doing?
We're having several contesting events, the 10K, the 5K, the 2K walk. That's on Saturday morning, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's with our rec center.
Yeah. And disc golf is going to be back. That's a popular sport.
It is a popular sport.
I haven't
sport.
Played disc golf, but I don't know how many, but
it's grown in popularity.
Yeah, it has.
We have some world-class courses here, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we're having a beer and wine garden again, Saturday and Sunday. And what else do we have? We have...
You know, people could go to our website, which is riverfestnewmexico.com, and it'll tell you everything. It has the music schedule. Mm-hmm. It has everything. And what I think we didn't mention, the duck race.
Or the wiener dog races.
The wiener dog race.
You can do the duck race. I'll do the wiener dog race. The wiener dog race, which has been going for some time now, is first thing. It's at 11 o'clock. On Saturday, and a lot of times people don't come to the park until 1, and they're like, where's the wiener dog race? So if people want to see that wiener dog race, they need to come on down to the park. The events start, the whole Riverfest starts at 10 a.m. The wiener dog race is at 11. It's usually over in about 30 or 45 minutes. Scott Micklin will be there calling the ponies,
Right.
And if you've never seen the wiener dog race, it's hysterical.
It is.
Because the wiener dogs do everything but race, usually. Well, usually there's one or two that race, and the rest of them, it's quite a laugh.
Yeah.
It's a fun event.
Great. And tell us about the duck race.
Well, the duck race is on Sunday afternoon. We're selling tickets. They have a lot of... we have a lot of good prizes. We have, first of all, let's tell you where the duck race is. It starts at the bridge at Willow Ditch on Rocky Reach Landing, and it goes 500 yards. So we call it the Riverfest 500. And we're selling tickets for $5, but your chances of winning $2,000 is first prize.
Oh, wow.
And we have winners. It's not a scam or anything like that. The first prize will get $2,000, second $1,000, the third $500, and then we have other prizes in addition to that. But you can buy these tickets at Riverfest, and I understand 7-Eleven is starting to sell them as well. We're going to try to get some
other... And you can buy them online at riverfestnewmexico.com.
There you go. Anyway, it's a great chance, and you've got a much better chance of winning the duck race, $1,000 or $2,000, then you have a winning your $2 lottery ticket. What is it? $289 million last week.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like four. Oh, as far as the odds go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 1 in 3,000 here.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a no-brainer.
Much better, sure.
Yeah, buy them at the information booths, these tickets at Riverfest.
Okay.
Friday night and Saturday and Sunday.
Anything else on Riverfest? Okay.
You have anything more, right? I think that's it. We're going to have a fabulous event.
Absolutely.
And we're so happy after a two-year hiatus to do it again.
Well, it's a good kickoff to the summer, and yes, you know, we have Farmington Lake open, we'll have Bisti Bay open, mm-hmm. we have Riverfest that weekend, and I think it's going to be a beautiful 2022 for us, so thank you very much. Anything else, Debbie, as far as for people to know about?
Nope, not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, I'll just circle back. May 14th, we're doing a river cleanup, if you're interested. I imagine that's also on the River Reach Foundation website. I believe it's on the City of Farmington's website and Facebook page as well. We encourage people to be good stewards of our lands. Obviously, anywhere, if you're in a park, city street, I don't care where you're at in the city. Mm-hmm. Tossing trash on the ground is unacceptable. We've got to change this mentality. We need to foster this idea that whatever's mine is my responsibility, and if you see something that's on the street or in the park, pick it up, throw it away. We all need to chip in on that effort. So just encourage people in that way. Tree planting is going to be happening, sponsored by River Reach. That's going to be an excellent project. So please check out the riverreachfoundation.com for more information on that. Mm-hmm. Bob, Debbie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Really appreciate the work you're doing and excited for the events that are coming up.
Hope to see everybody at Riverfest.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you at Riverfest May 27th. So we'll be there for the kickoff that night and looking forward to sharing a few words of encouragement for this community for the summer ahead. We'll see you next time.